Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best legendary life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into five of the most popular urban legends that have captured imaginations and sparked fear. Get ready for a thrilling journey through tales of mystery, horror, and the unexplained. So grab your blankie, turn out the lights, and let's gather around the fire for some frights, shall we? Our first legend is a classic that has versions and cultures all around the world. It is the Vanishing Hitchhiker. So this eerie tale typically involves a driver picking up a mysterious passenger, usually a young woman, on a lonely road, but of course, the hitchhiker ends up disappearing from the moving car, and the driver later discovers that they had unwittingly given a ride to a ghost. One of the most famous variations is Resurrection of Mary from Chicago. So picture this. It's a dark night on Archer Avenue, a long stretch of road that runs past Resurrection Cemetery in Justice, Illinois. You're driving along, minding your own business, when suddenly you spot a young woman in a white dress on the side of the road. She's hitchhiking, and being the good Samaritan that you are, you decide to give her a lift. Now, here's where things get a little spooky. This woman, who people have come to call Resurrection Mary, is said to be the ghost of a young woman who died in the 1930s. The story goes that she was at a dance at the O. Henry Ballroom when she got into an argument with her boyfriend. She stormed out, started walking home along Archer Avenue, and was tragically struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. Since then, there have been numerous reported sightings and encounters with Mary's ghost. One of the earliest and most famous encounters was reported by a guy named Jerry Palace back in 1939. Jerry said he met this beautiful young woman at a dance hall and spent the evening dancing with her. He even said they shared a kiss. But here's the creepy part. He said her hands were ice cold. When it was time to go home, she asked him to drive her down Archer Avenue. As they approached Resurrection Cemetery, she suddenly asked him to stop. Before Jerry could even process what was happening, she got out of the car and vanished into thin air right in front of the cemetery gates. But Jerry's story is just the tip of the iceberg. Over the years, there have been dozens of similar encounters. In the 1970s and 80s, the sightings really picked up. There was a cab driver in the 70s who claimed he saw a young woman standing in front of Resurrection Cemetery one night. He pulled over to offer her a ride, but as she approached his cab, she just disappeared. Another wild encounter happened in 1979. A different cab driver, named Ralph, said he picked up a young blonde woman near a shopping center on Archer Avenue. As they were driving, she suddenly yelled for him to stop near an abandoned shack. Ralph was confused, but before he could even ask her what was going on, she vanished from his cab without ever opening the door. Now, here's where it gets really freaky. In 1976, a couple claimed they saw a young woman locked inside the cemetery at night. When the police came to investigate, they didn't find anyone. But they did find something strange. The bars on the front gate of the cemetery were bent and twisted, with what looked like handprints burned into the metal. The cemetery tried to explain it away as damage from a truck backing into the gate, but many people weren't buying that explanation. Over the years, people have tried to figure out who Resurrection Mary might have been in real life. Some think she might have been a woman named Mary Bergovi, who died in a car accident in 1934. Others believe she could be Anna Marija Norkus, who died in a car crash in 1927 on her way home from the O. Henry Ballroom. But the truth is, we may never know for sure. What we do know is that the legend of Resurrection Mary continues to fascinate people to this very day. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, There is something undeniably eerie about the idea of a spectral figure in a white dress appearing on a lonely stretch of road. So, the next time you find yourself driving down Archer Avenue late at night, keep your eyes peeled, because you never know, you just might have an encounter with Chicago's most famous ghost. Let's get into one of the creepiest urban legends out there, the Hook. This story has been freaking out teens for decades, and let me tell you, it has all the elements of a classic scary tale. So picture this. It's a dark, moonlit night, and a young couple decides to drive out to Lover's Lane for a little alone time. They're sitting in the car, radio playing softly, when suddenly the music cuts out. An urgent news bulletin comes on, warning that a dangerous killer has escaped from the local insane asylum. And here's the kicker. This guy has a hook for a hand. Creepy, right? Now, the girl starts to get really nervous and says, maybe we should head back. But the guy, he's not having it. He's trying to calm her down, telling her it's no big deal. But then they hear this weird scratching sound outside the car. The girl is freaking out at this point, begging to leave, and finally, the guy gives in. They speed off back to town, and when they get to the girl's house, the guy opens the door, only to find, hanging from the handle, is a bloody hook. Turns out, they narrowly escape becoming the hookman's next victim. Now, this legend's been around since at least the 1950s, and it really took off in 1960 when it was featured in the Dear Abby advice column. Since then, it has become a staple of campfire stories and slumber parties. But here's where it gets really interesting. While there's no solid evidence of a real hookman, something the legend might have roots in actual crimes. There's speculation that it could be linked to the Texarkana Moonlight Murders in 1946. These were a series of attacks on couples in parked cars that had the whole town of Texarkana terrified. The killer was never caught, which, of course, you know, only added to the mystery. Dun dun dun. Creepy. Creepy. Let's head into the creepy world of Slender Man. So, this isn't your typical centuries-old urban legend. Slender Man is actually a pretty recent creation, but boy, has he made an impact. So, picture this. It's 2009, and on an internet forum called Something Awful, there's a Photoshop contest going on. People are trying to create paranormal images, and this guy named Eric Knudsen submits two black and white photos of kids. But here's the kicker. In the background, there's this tall, unnaturally thin figure with no face and tentacle-like arms. Knudsen calls this creepy figure Slender Man, and boom, an internet legend is born. Now, Slender Man isn't your average boogeyman. He's described as this impossibly tall, thin figure in a black suit. No face, just pale white skin where his features should be. And sometimes, he's got these extra arms or tentacles coming out of his back, real creepy-like. The thing about Slender Man is that he doesn't just scare you, he gets inside your head. So people started writing stories about him stalking his victims, especially kids, driving them insane before he takes them. And get this, he can apparently teleport and control people's minds. Talk about nightmare fuel. Now, here's where it gets really weird. Slender Man might have started as fiction, but he quickly took on a life of his own. People all over the internet started adding to his story, creating artwork, writing creepypastas, even making video games about Slender Man. It's like this collective storytelling experiment suddenly exploded. But here's the scary part. Some people started taking Slender Man a little too seriously. In 2014, two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin lured their friend into the woods and stabbed her 19 times. When they were caught, they claimed they did it to please Slender Man. They thought if they killed for him, he'd let them live in his mansion in the woods. Thankfully, the victim survived, but man, it really showed how powerful these internet legends can actually be. Now, you might be wondering, has anyone actually encountered Slender Man? Well, officially no, because he's fictitious after all. But that hasn't stopped people from claiming they've seen him. There are countless stories online of people swearing they've spotted a tall, faceless figure in the woods or lurking outside their windows at night. Of course, these are probably just the result of overactive imaginations or people playing into the myth. One of the most famous sightings was actually a hoax. So in 2011, a YouTube channel called Marble Hornets started posting these found footage-style videos supposedly showing encounters with Slender Man. It was totally fiction, but it was so well done that it freaked a lot of people out and added to the Slender Man myth. Just remember, the next time you're walking alone in the woods and you feel like someone's watching you, you just might be right. Our next legend taps into one of the most vulnerable situations imaginable, being alone in a house with kids you're responsible for. Buckle up, because I'm about to tell you one of the creepiest urban legends out there, the babysitter. So this story has been freaking out teens since the 60s, and let me tell you, it is a creeper. So picture this. It's a dark and stormy night, because why wouldn't it be? And a teenage girl is babysitting for a family in a two-story house. She's put the kids to bed upstairs and is just hanging out downstairs watching TV. Everything's cool until the phone rings. So she picks it up, and this creepy voice on the other end says, "Have you checked the children?" The girl's freaked out, but she figures it's just some weirdo making a prank call. She hangs up and tries to forget about it. A little while later, the phone rings again. Same creepy voice, same question. "Have you checked the children?" Now the babysitter's really starting to get scared. She calls the police and they tell her they'll trace the call if it happens again. Sure enough, the phone rings a third time. The voice, even creepier now, laughing and asking, "Why haven't you checked the children?" The babysitter is practically shaking at this point. A few minutes later, the police call back and they tell her, "Get out of the house right now. The calls are coming from inside the house." The babysitter runs out of the house in terror, and when the police arrive, they find that there was indeed a man upstairs. He had already killed the children and was calling the babysitter from the upstairs extension. What the actual heck? So you might be wondering, has this ever actually happened? Well, there is no concrete evidence of this exact scenario playing out, but there have been some real life cases that are eerily similar. One that often gets linked to this legend is the unsolved murder of Janet Christman in Columbia, Missouri, back in 1950. Janet Christman was a 13-year-old girl babysitting on a stormy night. She was found brutally murdered in the house, and there was evidence she had tried to call for help. While the details don't match up exactly with our urban legend, it's easy to see how a tragedy like this could evolve into the story we know today. What makes this legend so enduring is how it plays on our deepest fears. It takes a familiar, safe situation like babysitting and turns it into a freaking nightmare. Plus, you know, the idea that the danger is coming from inside what should be a safe place. Listen, this is some primal fear stuff, you know? So next time you're babysitting, maybe think twice before answering that phone, you know? Our final legend is a classic tale of terror that's been circulating for decades and is another creepy one. This is the Licked Hand. So picture this. It's a dark and stormy night because, of course, that makes everything better. And there's a young girl home alone for the very first time. Her parents are out for the evening, but they've left her with the family dog for company. She's feeling pretty nervous, especially when she hears on the news that there's a killer on the loose in her neighborhood. Naturally, she's freaking out a bit. So she goes around the house, double-checking that all the doors and windows are locked. But she forgets to check the basement window. Classic horror movie mistake, am I right? Anyway, she heads up to bed, taking the dog with her for protection. Her dog sleeps under her bed, and you know, he's there to keep her safe. So in the middle of the night, she wakes up to this creepy dripping sound coming from her bathroom. Now, she's really scared, but she's too terrified to get up and check it out. So what does she do? She reaches down to pet her dog for comfort. She feels a reassuring lick on her hand and manages to fall back asleep. The next morning, she goes to the bathroom and finds her dog. And I mean, she really finds her dog. He is hanging dead in the shower. The dripping sound? Well, I think you can figure that out. And written on the wall in blood are the words, "Humans can lick too." So this story's been around for a very long time, with different versions popping up over the years. Sometimes it's a young girl, sometimes it's an older lady. Sometimes the message is written on the floor or the mirror or, you know, wherever. But the core of the story, that creepy twist ending, that's always the same. So again, you might be wondering, has this ever actually happened? And again, there's no concrete evidence of this exact scenario playing out in real life. However, back in the 1990s, the fact-checking website Snopes found a similar story in an Englishman's diary from 1871. It wasn't quite as gruesome, but it had the same idea of mistaking a human for a dog. So next time you're home alone on a dark and stormy night, and you reach down to pet your beautiful, delicious dog for comfort, well, maybe turn on the lights first, just to be sure it's your beautiful, delicious dog. And there you have it, my beautiful friend. 5 of the most chilling urban legends from around the world. From vanishing hitchhikers to the call coming from inside the house, these stories have captivated and terrified people, big and small, for generations. They tap into our deepest fears, challenge our sense of safety, and remind us that the line between reality and nightmare might be thinner than we think. As you turn off the lights tonight, take a moment to appreciate the power of these stories. And who knows, maybe you'll think twice before checking that strange noise, picking up a hitchhiker, or answering the phone. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in October, because we're bringing all the tricks and treats and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters, reminding you to lock your doors and windows. You never know which urban legend is right around the corner. Sweet dreams!